The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
This is oh, yes, that door is opening. Here it is. We're still in the wonderful month of April. We're right here before Easter, and Randy Shannon's been up to it. She's been out to find a good one for you, perk you all up, and get you questioning what you believe. Okay, now you heard that theme music. That theme music has been on the air since 1987, and you're listening to Waking Up in America. And we're presented by Mary Louise Zeller, 20 times gold medal taekwondo champ in forms, an international Kayani distribution agent. Now, what does that mean? That means that this woman has turned on more women to good health than any place in the world, because what she's doing is she's actually putting out Kayani, which is actually a superfood. So that's pretty special stuff going on there. And for those of you who don't know the legend of Mary Louise Zeller, she actually decided she wanted to do taekwondo at the age of 45, and by the time she was 47, she was winning over teenagers, and she won 20 straight forms gold medals over the year. I mean, that's just unheard of. So until she came along, that's what happened there. So we like to have dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, and certainly illusion is one of the primary things in America. I was thinking in terms, I'm going to let Randy tell you who our guest is, but I was thinking in terms, when you meet this guy, you're going to have some fun, because here's the deal. The secret of magic, and I'm not going to tell you the secret. People that sit there and tell you how a magic trick works, they should be spanked. They just should be spanked, Randy. No
kidding.
That's
my favorite part, when they give up the answer.
No! The secret code of the magician is no, no, no. Anyway, we've seen a lot of sleight of hand. We've seen Boston Marathon sleight of hand, and we've seen the Twin Towers sleight of hand and Building Sullivan sleight of hand, and frankly, they're lousy magicians. Any decent magician knows what's going on. And so many things we found out how there's certainly a definite power of Photoshop. So, Randy, you got all excited and you called me up and said, yeah, you got to find out what this Wolfgang guy is doing, pal. So she went out and she got the Wolfgang guy. And why don't you introduce him to our listening audience?
Well, I'm excited to have him on, because I've heard him on other talk shows like Alex Jones, and I understand he's been on Jeff Rent's program, John B. Wells, American Free Press, etc. It's a laundry list, but he's former law enforcement, Florida State Trooper, and a U.S. Customs agent, a teacher. He's actually something to do with the National School Safety, a consultant for them for 20 years. That's a long time. He was brought in to investigate or look at the Columbine incident, and he's got some serious, serious questions about Sandy Hook, which, look, we've been talking about this on the show for months now. We don't talk about it every time, but I don't think any of us believe the story that's been put out there. And
I don't believe that story. I don't believe the Boston massacre story. I believe that things happened, but I think they're put up things.
Yes.
I think that there are forces within this country that are willing to hurt people for making some point of something that they want. And frankly, I don't know how to do this conversation too lightly. because being manipulated the way we get manipulated. See, the magic comes in. You want to get the magic of this situation before Wolfgang fills us in. The magic of this situation can be seen in a movie that starred Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, and it's Wag the Dog, and it's the story of how news media is created. Wolfgang, my question to you would be, what made you start to look at this whole situation, and what made you suspicious?
Well, thanks for asking that question, Val. Thanks for allowing me to be part of y'all's show today. What made me suspicious is, you know, being a national school safety consultant, I mean, I stand in front of school board members and superintendents. I trained over 3,500 school police officers through the Federal Justice Cops in School program. And my task is how to respond to a mass casualty incident like Sandy Hook. I mean, I'm actually trained by FEMA. So when Sandy Hook unfolded, I saw it on the national news media, and I was like every other American, I was shocked. And I think about a week later, I started looking at it again. And Val, that's not how we respond to a mass casualty shooting, whether it's a high school, middle, or elementary school. So I started using the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act in trying to gather information.
Wolfgang, you said that's not how we respond. So something was probably missing. What was missing?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to share with you, you know, what was really missing. But I was trying to use the legal method of getting information regarding this incident. So for 11 months, I contacted the Newtown School Public Schools, the Newtown School Police Department, Connecticut State Troopers, and I received no response whatsoever. They didn't even return my phone calls. And all of a sudden, the week before Christmas, my doorbell rings, and there are two plainclothes people at my door. I thought they were trying to sell me some landscape services or something. I opened the door, and they stuck their badges in my face, Val. They said, "We're two homicide investigators from the Lake County Sheriff's Office here in Lake County, Florida, and they need to have a conversation with me." Well, being a former law enforcement officer, you know, I was excited they were here. Come on in, you know. They knew, Val, they knew everything about my life. They knew where I went to high school, Avon Park, Florida. They knew where I played college football in Abilene Christian, Texas.
I know, I've been visited too.
And let me tell you, they came into my home a week before Christmas, and guess what? Their message was, if I don't stop asking questions about Sandy Hook, that the Connecticut State Police were going to file charges for harassment. Now, I have never, ever heard of this before. How in the world you come to somebody's house, take my freedom of speech away, and threaten me, and try to intimidate me? That's not the America that I grew up in. I'm a naturalized citizen. That's what really caught my attention. Now, since they came to my house, I'm going to go to their house, and there are a lot of things that caught my attention.
I want to know what it is that you know, okay, that makes...
Are you ready?
Yes. I am. I'm bated breath.
I am so excited that you're ready, but are you ready? But remember, you said, and Randy said, I was at Columbine. There are so many analogies. When you look at Columbine, it's the first time law enforcement ever came out and said, look, we made a mistake. We should have gone in. We should have got the medical people in there. We should have tried to save as many lives as we could. So we learned from Columbine, and I think Sandy Hook is actually worse than Columbine. Now, how is that even possible? And here's the first one.
Let me ask you a question. Are the number of people that were supposed to have been killed? Or were they pirated off somewhere?
Until they answer my 16 simple questions, I will make this statement that I do not believe on December 14, 2012, children and teachers actually died. When you refuse to answer the most simplest question that anyone should be able to answer, I do not believe in my heart that children and teachers died on that day.
I don't think so either, but Randy, where are you on all this?
I've never believed. I don't think there's one kid that's been killed, and in fact, I've taken it a step further. I think I've seen footage of the kids that sang at the Super Bowl right after that.
Right.
And
I got you. I sent it to you.
Yeah, they had the same faces, same twitches, same mannerisms, and except they were like around 13 or 14. And so I believe the photos that were released for Sandy Hook were those kids, but taken when they were young.
I don't
know.
That's my thought. It's enough to bring a question, and it's stuff that's going on in this country, honest to goodness. We have to stand up, and we have to say no if it's happening in your neighborhood. Don't buy it all. I think that's the big thing here, Wolfgang, is you can't just buy everything that's in the media.
Well,
did you see the picture, Wolfgang, of the kid that was supposed to have been a bomber in the Boston Marathon? It was really interesting.
Well, you know, Bella, I really haven't even focused on Boston or 9/11. I'm actually stuck on Sandy Hook, and I try not to get, you know, misdirected anywhere else.
Why are you
but, you
stuck
know,
on
Dr.
Sandy
Bell,
Hook?
But at Sandy Hook, never have I ever seen the FBI. Who directed the New Haven FBI field offices to classify the Sandy Hook school shooting? I mean, why is that classified? Why is it that you and I and every American can't see that report?
I got a question on that. Is it not typical for the FBI to pretty much classify everything?
No, if you go to Washington, D.C., the FBI main offices, and you click on Hot Topics, you can see the FBI report on Columbine. You can see the pictures of the shooters dead. You can see the autopsies. You can see the crime scene. You can see everything there is. Virginia Tech is not classified. Jonesboro not classified. I mean, think about the stabbing we just had the other day. That's not classified. I mean, we're watching it on national news unfold, helicopters landing. What has to be classified at Sandy Hook? You got one shooter, 153 rounds fired. You have 20 supposedly children dead, 6 supposedly teachers and staff dead. What's the secret?
Well, one of the secrets was supposed to be that one of the people that was claimed dead that was supposed to be a teacher there hadn't even worked at the school, as I understand.
Well, there's a great secret. See, are you ready?
Right.
That's
why I said why. I mean, I get that. Please forgive me. I get Sandy Hook. It's all of this imagery is meant to justify gun control, as far as I'm concerned. But
well, you know, when you ask your local friends, ask your best friends, do you actually believe it happened? They'll say yes.
No.
And if you ask
mine
them,
don't.
And if you ask them, Dr. Val, do you actually believe children died? They'll say yes. And then when you ask them the third question, what makes you believe that that happened? Well, the national news media told me. I watched it on the news.
Right.
This is the America. We're listening to 24-hour news. Whatever they tell you, we believe, and we don't bother to ask, and that's why, thank God, you were there. Thank for Randy. Ask the questions, and never stop asking questions.
What about the gentleman that was detained and paraded past the parents, and he said, I didn't do it, or I'm not guilty?
Randy, The man is in handcuffs, put in a police car. He got caught in the woods. They've got him proned out, which means they got him face down in the dirt. And guess what? When you look at the police report, remember, this is our lifeline. As a former state trooper, the lifeline for any policeman is his dispatcher. That is our life-saving mechanism. That person you're talking about, his name, his date of birth, never was ever run through the computer system to check whether he had outstanding warrants or any tickets.
Really?
Or anything else. His car tag was never run through the computer system. So guess what? That is a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So if it had been run, what would they have found?
Well, it's not that what they would have found. It's the fact they followed procedures.
Yeah, and they didn't
see,
follow
so
procedure.
Something caused him not to do that, and be honest with you, I think he's an actor. I think he's part of the game. He's part of that illusion that we're talking about.
Right.
But Dr. Val, the one that really bothers me, as you saw the stabbing in Pennsylvania, and I hope that every one of you listeners, pretend that you're a parent listening to the show today, pretend that your child's at Sandy Hook on December 14th, 2012. Why? I want to know who the person was who refused to order the trauma helicopters to help those children that were shot, supposedly seriously injured, clinging to life. Why would you not order trauma helicopters when every time in Connecticut, when they have a shooting drill, active shooter drill, they land helicopters? So why on that day would you not order the quickest and the best medical services for those children and staff? Who made that decision? It's unheard of.
Well, it wouldn't be unheard of if what you're saying is so that nothing happened.
Well, are you ready? There you go.
They wouldn't say anything if nothing happened.
And why? And who made the decision, Dr. Val, not to let the paramedics and the EMTs inside that school building all day long, knowing that the children might be seriously injured, clinging to life? Who made the decision not to let the paramedics in there? And as you know, the Sandy Hook Volunteer Fire Department, who had paramedics, who had EMTs, they're only 400 yards from the front door of the school. They would not let any of those people in the school.
Okay, so who do you think made the decision?
Well, when I travel to Newtown and Sandy Hook, we've hired some attorneys. People have contributed to our cause, and we're going to find that incident commander, and we're going to make him raise his or her right hand, and we're going to find out why they didn't order the trauma helicopter. We're going to find out why they didn't let the paramedics in. And I want to know who declared all of those 20 children and 6 teachers legally dead within 8 to 11 minutes. Dr. Val, it just doesn't happen like that in America. It doesn't happen like that in school shootings. And somehow, I think they pulled off one of the best illusions I've ever seen. And I think it's taken them 2 to 3 years to plan it.
Oh, well, I call the Kennedy assassination a pretty good illusion myself.
Well, think about it. You're a parent. Can you imagine how angry you ought to be today if you ever found out your child was shot, seriously injured, and now you find out they didn't let the paramedics in, they didn't let the EMTs in? And as of today, as we're speaking, Dr. Val, do you know not one lawsuit has been filed by the parents or loved ones who lost someone at Sandy Hook that day? Not one lawsuit has been filed. The question ought to be asked, why?
Yeah,
I know why, being an expert witness.
If somebody didn't allow medical attention to my potentially dying child, nothing in this world could hold me back from running into that school myself, then filing a lawsuit when I found out that paramedics and LifeLight were not allowed in. So, wouldn't be taking pictures with Obama about 48 hours later smiling. You couldn't tear me off the floor of my home because I'd want to tear my flesh off.
And take a look at the Pennsylvania stabbing. I mean, you know what? They're now not wanting to talk about it again. They're trying to get away from the story on the national news. But when it made the news, you saw the trauma helicopters land, right? You saw those paramedics and EMTs rush inside the school. And then, guess what? You saw those parents at the front door of the school. You're not going to stop parents from seeing their children. They're going to do whatever they can to get to their children. Look at Sandy Hook. They're up at the firehouse walking in circles. And, you know, they're trying to say, oh, that was just somebody using it. No, they're staying at the firehouse. Dr. Val and Randy, you and I, we would be down there at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and we'll do whatever we can to get our children. It just didn't happen on December 14th.
What's some of your other questions that you're going to ask?
Well, like I said, I want to know who declared all those children dead, when in Connecticut, only a doctor can declare these children dead.
Who do you think?
Well,
I think you think a
lot
of
things. I don't think anybody died. How can you declare all these children legally dead?
Okay, so then why are you asking
not
these questions when you don't think anybody died? I think the whole thing is to be going after whatever the mechanism that's willing to sacrifice human beings, or at least majorly manipulate them.
You know, the reason I'm involved in this is because they came to my house. You know, we've got great researchers. They've spent years looking at this. There's great videos out there. But nobody has ever bothered to challenge them legally. So, Dr. Val, the only way we as Americans are ever going to find the truth is we've got to hire an attorney, which I have. I got two attorneys.
Stop for a minute, because you brought up a really good point. the point is about challenging them, but at no time have we really identified who the them is.
Who the what is?
Who the them is.
Oh.
Okay.
But I found out by
them.
No,
is it them, the military? Is it that? Who actually do you think? What aspect?
It's Homeland Security. It's FEMA. And they're the two
okay,
players.
So what
remember, was I was trained by FEMA.
No, I get it. I want to get it. I do dialogues. Okay, that's how it works. So here's.
No, you ask. No, come after. I mean, we need to talk. This is serious. I just can't tell you how serious this is. This is really, really.
Well, it is, and it's like I want people to know about Wag the Dog. Okay, Robert De Niro's movie again.
I saw that movie, and boy, if they can do that, they can do Sandy.
Exactly what's going on here, and the willingness to do it, and it's shown up in so many places. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe they thought we'd buy that. I mean,
but how do we?
I worked a lot with Ed Asner. Okay, and Ed Asner
right.
was from the very beginning. Don't give me any crap on this, you know. Missile or plane flying into the Pentagon, and Ed has been a great advocate. And it's like asking a question about what's behind it when you think you know, it's like let people know what you know. You're a smart man and you're a detective. I know that, I can tell. So what?
Well, you know, the one thing that I've learned at the police academy when you first come out as a rookie, every crime is a puzzle. And Dr. Val, we're trying to solve a puzzle. And no matter what you're trying to do with Sandy Hook, the puzzles will not fit. You can beat him in there. You can do whatever you want. It will not fit. And that's why I did the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. I was trying to solve the puzzle. And the last piece of the puzzle is always called motive. And Dr. Val, there is no way. I've been a high school principal. I've been an administrator for so many years. I understand children with autism and Asperger. You're going to tell me that a 6 foot, 112-pound child, 20-year-old with autism, is going to carry 2 weapons, 3 guns, 7 magazines. He's going to shoot his way through the front glass window, go in there, shoot the principal, psychologist, shoot.
Look,
I mean,
I totally
in all
agree
8
with
minutes,
you. Okay.
In 8 minutes.
I totally agree. What you're doing is you're just wanting to spend a lot of time justifying something that you and I and Randy all know happened, okay? Which is,
well, I just want
you don't
the
have
listeners
to question
the
facts
that
are absurd. And if you go into any one of these things, the facts are absurd, Wolfgang. What I want to know is what do you suspect, okay? What do you suspect is behind this? Do you think it's a desire for gun control, or is some point being made, or why are we doing all of these black flag operations?
Well, Sandy Hook, actually, the message is loud and clear. If you look at Connecticut, they got exactly what they wanted. They got gun control.
Yeah.
The Connecticut legislator and the governor now are taking guns away from people in Connecticut
my point.
Who've owned
this
them
is,
all their lives, and now
this
they're supposed
is my
to
point,
surrender.
Okay?
Think about
That's
that. In America, you're going to surrender something that you own, and they're using Sandy Hook as the nexus.
Well, they're getting exposed all over the place. What'd you say, Randy?
I was going to say, do you think, Wolfgang, that you can open this up wide enough to bring the governor down and the other pretenders that are a part of this? For example, they just broke open the story yesterday for what's going on out in Nevada, on this Bundy ranch, acting like
that's
this
right.
guy's grazing his animals for free all these years, which is not the case. And what they broke open yesterday is Senator Harry Reid is at the helm of it, and he wanted this guy's land.
Yeah.
And can you bring the governor of Connecticut down with this story and the other pretenders, potentially the president?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at my Facebook, that's exactly what I posted today. And also, when you ask the question, can you bring the governor down? Well, yes, we're going to go through the Sandy Hook Advisory Commission that he appointed 16 members, and the chairman is the mayor of Hampton, Connecticut. Now, he comes out publicly, and this is, we're going to use their words. Listen, please don't listen to what Wolfgang says. I use their words. Law enforcement has learned to use their words against them. The the advisory commission actually called this 7,000-page report, Dr. Val, the biggest data dump that they have ever seen portrayed by law enforcement to a commission. Do you know, you believe that this governor tells this commission to be a truth-finding commission, make recommendations so other Sandy Hooks won't happen? They're giving them a redacted report. They give them no budget to operate with, no clerical help,
okay,
no legal help.
We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be taking a break right now because I'm actually on a time clock. And I have to make sure that our sponsors are taken care of. I love
absolutely
that you are all wound up, and this is absolutely terrific. Randy Shannon has brought a great guy over here to talk to us about his suspicions and so on and so forth, Wolfgang Halbig, about Sandy Hook. And I think the conversation is valuable just to take a look at the mechanisms of magic that are used and start looking around at some of the other stuff that's supposed to have happened. What can I tell you? So you're here with Randy Shannon, Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and Wolfgang Halbig, and you're listening to Waking Up in America. And we invite you to visit our Waking Up in America website and sign up for our newsletter and check out our sponsors. They're on the right-hand side of the page. So when you go over there, you'll see that all of those are hot-linked. So what can I say? We love our sponsors. Right now I have a cup of Sir Jason Winter tea on the table here. It's a nice thing. I have Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I drink that in the morning with some minerals in it. And Waking Up in America has kept me younger, let me tell you that. We have Protandim. Protandim is a blood purifier. And we have, I hear something in the background. Can you, Randy? Well, there
what
you
you're
go
hearing in the background is...
There he is. Good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, and I'm going to finish honoring our guests and let you know that Louis Constantine popped in, and I'm so glad, and we'll check on you in a minute. We've got Randy Shannon's 42action.org. We've got Aqua Chi, which is your water. You put your feet in this water with a wonderful little gadget. Mike, I'm sure he'd love to have the technical terms on this put out more. But here's what it does. It actually detoxifies your body, OMG. And on top of that, it energizes it. So it detoxes and energizes. And if you want to feel good or so before you go on vacation, chew about 8 or 10 days in the Aqua Chi. By the time you get on vacation, you'll be sparkling your way across the beach. So also, going on vacation or just going home to kick back, pick up some El Pinto salsa at Ralph's and visit El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque. It's good stuff, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, El Pinto, for being our sponsor. Also, El Pinto has got an Easter egg hunt going on over there. So mark that on your calendar and check out the El Pinto website and take the kids on over. I think kids may even be free or something like that for Easter. They're always having fun over there. So
I'm hearing an echo on you, Val.
That must be Lewis. I'm sorry, Lewis. He must be the echo. We've accused him of being the shadow, but now we're going to call him the echo. So let's see. Did I get everybody on the list? Oh no, my God, Kayani! I've got to finish off with a rousing Kayani comment. Oh no. The echo is still there. Can you hear it?
Yeah, I don't know. Is a phone on speaker? I don't know.
Well, listen.
Not
Lewis.
Everyone mute.
Lewis? Yeah, it's got to be Lewis. What can
you're
I say
echo
here? Pardon?
Yeah,
should I come or should I go? Would you like to try calling
gone
in again?
The sound's gone.
Is it okay?
The sound's
good
gone? You there, Lewis?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, very... Oh, gosh. See the delicate art of keeping a radio show in the air? So, Lewis, you haven't actually been able... excuse me. You actually haven't been able to meet our guest, Wolfgang Halbig, yet, so you've stepped into the middle of a hot discussion on Sandy Hook. And just before we go back to that hot discussion, you're actually taking off to go out of the country. Where are you going?
That's true. My son, Lolo, and I are headed out for Belize for a week. So we'll be just a little south of you. Just a little south of you. south of you. And we're looking forward to this very, very much. There are some interesting archaeological sites we're hoping to look at. Do a little bit of cave exploring and just relax. And I wish all of you could join us.
Oh, yes, that's terrific. So have you had any opportunity to be able to hear anything about what Wolfgang's been saying?
I did. I came in at the very tail end, so I apologize if I am going to ask a question that may have already been asked.
Go for
it. Yeah, so I'm curious, because what we're talking about here is sort of an immense agreement on the part of many people to participate in what would be a huge false flag event, a huge cover-up. And so how does one account for that, for mass agreements to participate in something like this?
Well, if you know this, you've got to follow the money. Everything about government is about money. So far, Newtown has received over $90 million. And if you look at all the nonprofit
Now he is echoing.
Died in Newtown.
Louis, I'm afraid it's you.
Okay.
He's echoing very intensely right now.
Right.
So.
Well, I will. I'm going to bow out then and let you finish that conversation.
I know, and I actually, you probably make it easier for you that way.
Yeah, and I will listen in. Okay.
Thank you
Great.
So much.
Thank you, Louis. Enjoy your trip.
All right. Bye, guys. Thanks. Nice to meet you, Wolfgang, and I'll look forward to hearing the rest of your answer to that question. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Louis. Answering the question is that Newtown has received over $90 million from the government for federal grants. They're going to get $50 million to build a brand-new school that shouldn't have been torn down. I mean, think about it. Columbine, it was ugly. I was at the crime scene. The media center, the cafeteria was blown up. I mean, they didn't tear down Columbine. Here, they've had only three rooms that were crime scenes, and they tore the entire school down. Again, you just don't hear things like
well,
that.
Well, actually, frequently people, this is the problem. You know, one of the problems, Wolfgang, actually I do hear of people. In our particular area, a gunman years ago came into a McDonald's and killed a number of the people in the McDonald's. And actually, they tore the McDonald's down. People do that. I get that it doesn't make sense, you know? I get that it's almost like
Here's my question about that, though, for both of you. I'll throw it out there. Apparently, there was signs all over this school that there was asbestos. The supposed school. So this school would have been torn down. Like, we have laws all over this country that you can't even be, they would never expose these kids to that kind of an environment if this was the case. So this, nobody would have been in this school to begin with. Am I wrong?
Yeah, Randy, you bring up a great point. See, what happens, people don't realize they sometimes step on their own toes trying to do the right thing or trying to pull this illusion off. But the company that came in that was contracted to tear down the school, well, guess what? They put the whole city of Newtown on notice, saying before they can tear this school down, they want them to realize they got to pay a lot more money because this school has a high level of lead paint all throughout the school, that this school has a high level of asbestos in the insulation, the ceiling tiles, the ceiling floor tiles, the masking tape, and the biggest one is that this school has an enormous amount of serious health issues with its PCP and the groundwater contamination. Now, think about that one. Connecticut law requires that every parent be notified on an annual basis of any potential health hazard that a child or a teacher may be exposed to. Now, I contacted the state public health, and guess what? Those parents were never notified. Why would you send your child to a Sandy Hook Elementary School knowing that your child is facing potential life-threatening health risk. That's unheard of.
Well, it's
so
a lot of
would
stuff
have been
your
torn
question.
Down long before this.
But your
well,
question is a lot of things. This isn't just did Sandy Hook happen the way they said.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a lot more going on behind this than that. This is like, were they poisoning kids knowingly or not giving the parents the options? How many kids were the kids actually even attending that school, especially when,
well, Dr. Bell,
when I saw the pictures of them at the Super Bowl? Yeah. It really looked like them to me. And they were all
Dr.
together.
Dr. Bell, 18 of the 20 children who died supposedly on December 14th, all of those 18 parents moved into Sandy Hook at 2009. Now, the question was asked of the parents, why did you choose Sandy Hook versus all of the other elementary schools? Well, Sandy Hook is a vanguard school. The best test scores, they're just the best school. It's clean, it's safe. Now, had those parents been notified of all of those health risks, you think they would have enrolled their child in that school? I don't think so. I wouldn't.
No.
See, you're right, Dr. Val. I'm going to tell you something. The government, they're trying to pull this illusion on the American public, and I think they think they're going to get away with it.
And which particular illusion are we mentioning here? Because it's like,
well, we have 16 that I know of.
What's the theater that's in Colorado where the gunman comes in after talking to somebody on the telephone and starts
the
opening
Aurora
fire?
Shooting or whatever.
The Aurora shooting. See,
I don't even look at Aurora. I only look at
Sandy
Hook.
Well, let me tell you what I think is also going on, okay, in my private practice, because I spent many years as a licensed marriage family child counselor. I actually had two Manchurian candidates. You know what those are? Wolfgang.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I actually had two people that had been programmed by the government, and the truth of the matter was I was pretty darn shocked at the stuff they were telling me about what they had been put through, stuff like that. So I don't know for sure what happened where, but I do sure know that something doesn't smell good. So I bring up these things so that people will question. There are still stories about the Kennedy assassination. It's like when they put in the paper 50 years after the Kennedy assassination, the stories that we know to be blatantly lies, it's like they go to the file, the old newspaper file, and they pull out a good blatantly, by the way, for me, BS means blatantly stupid. They pull out a blatantly stupid story.
It doesn't mean that for me, Val.
See, Mike, we figured out how to do it. We know how to do it by innuendo. Ha! Okay, so when we bring out these stories and stuff like that, my purpose here is, I don't know who's ever going to be punished for this stuff. You know, I don't know how it's all going to work. I don't know if they're going to be picked up and put in jail or what's going on. But I do know that the reason this program is called Waking Up in America is because we're waking up in America, finally, thank goodness. And you can be part of it, too. And it's like, go watch Wag the Dog. It's a great movie. And when you get to the ending of it, you'll know that that's actually a great ending, too. And you'll see why it had to happen. What do you want to do with this? We know they're a bunch of frauds. What do you want to do with it, there, Wolfgang?
Well, I think we're going to file, you know, talking with attorneys, I think the legal process has to kick in, and we're going to file civil lawsuits, not criminal.
How about a lawsuit for fraud?
Well, not the way we're going to look at it with the Hartford attorneys. We've already discussed it, and you got to remember, there is someone in Connecticut who's actually arrested on felony charges for harassment. Now, he has standing in Connecticut, and he's going to be one of the clients, and we're going to file a class action lawsuit. Val, we have got to get people in the room. We're going to issue subpoenas.
So what do you actually? How's it going to work? What are you actually suing them for? What are you actually going to ask them for?
Fraud. We're going to start with the nonprofits who actually posted the shooting incident prior to December 14th, collecting donations all over the country. They collected $29 million. And how do you How does the United Way of Western Connecticut post or do a press release before December 14th on setting up a fund?
I mean, that was the same thing that happened with the Boston Marathon shooting.
They post something on
Facebook that hasn't happened yet. I love it.
Dr. Val, you got to start somewhere, and I'm going to tell you what, I'm going up there. I don't care what happens to me. I mean, I've had a great life, but I'll tell you what, it has to start somewhere, and I'm not afraid to do it. They shouldn't have come to my house. Now I'm going to their house.
Awesome. I love it.
And Dr. Bell, I got to say this, for every parent, and you, especially in your practice, can you imagine you're the parent who just lost a child at Sandy Hook, and you have to go to the morgue and the...
But did I really lose a child at Sandy Hook? That is the existential question. That
I know,
was in Schrodinger's box.
But think about the 20 parents that showed supposedly up at the medical examiner, and this Dr. Carver tells you, the parent, that you will never get to come in contact with your child. Here's a picture. You need to look at it, identify your child. I'm going to tell you what, every American parent would tear those doors down. Mm-hmm. That you couldn't stop a parent from not touching their child.
No.
And here, none of them were allowed to be in contact with them. Every casket was a closed casket funeral except one. And the one that was an open casket with the governor attending, the child's face was completely covered up where you couldn't see the face. I mean, only in America can stuff like this happen. It's like wag the dog.
Actually, that's not true either. Unfortunately, what you're pointing to is that we live in a very corrupt, very manipulative world.
And I feel sad for the people who are actually in some kind of a room actually doing this. How can you plan? How sick can these people actually be? I think they need to come. They need serious, serious help. How can you sit there and use children and school teachers and administrators as a means of trying to make all Americans feel sad? I mean, have empathy. I mean,
you said it earlier. How they're doing it is they're doing it because they want gun control.
The gun control and freedom of speech. They're really messing up with the Constitution of this country. And I tell you what, they better wake up because this is for my grandchildren.
Let's assume people are waking up. How would you handle this?
Is that, well, number one, if you're in Connecticut, I'll be up there. Come to the school board meeting. I just think, here's the question. I think every American today, if they're listening to your show, write your congressman, write your senator, call your congressman, call your senator, demand a copy of that classified FBI report at the Sandy Hook shooting. Hold these congressmen and legislators accountable. See, we're not doing it. These people work for us. We don't work for them. But I want to know what the secret at Sandy Hook is. And the people of America demand an answer from their congressmen and senators.
And that's the problem, is there's so much apathy in this country that these people are able to get away with it. And I saw a posting last night, and it said we have over 300 million people in this country, and we unbelievably are controlled by 535 weasels in D.C. that managed to come from our states.
Randy, are you calling our elected officials weasels?
I can call them all kinds of things, but we're on air.
And I support you, Randy.
I think you got a bird under your blanket this morning. I know for a fact that not every one of them is a weasel.
There's a few good ones. There is a few.
Yes, there are.
I think what
you're pointing here to is a system that very needs to be overturned. In California, we have Marianne Williamson running for House of Representatives. And here's something that she said, and most people don't get this. It's like me, all of a sudden, the government became poison to me, Wolfgang. It was like I was so offended. But here's something that Marianne Williamson said that I think is very bright. What she said was that in the Congress, there were probably a need that you could turn the whole Congress if you could elect 19 officials, because there were already people there. That's why I'm always careful with blanket statements. You may think, you know, one group is bad or another group, but there's usually lots of good people around. You just have to hook up with them. So Marianne talks about if you only had 19 people, you could take the house, you could take the house back, and things could change. So, what? You don't have to convince me, Wolfgang, that something's fishy up in Sandy Hook. Okay, you don't have to convince me of that at all. And I want to thank you for the work and the time that you've been putting into discovering about this. I'm not sure what your goal actually is, probably to motivate the people. How do you plan on doing that? What do you plan on doing?
Well, it's more than just motivating the people. Is I'm going to find that incident commander. I promise you, if there's one thing that I will do before I die, I'm going to find the, and I already know the name, so please don't get me wrong. I know who I'm looking for. I just got to get there, okay? Because
okay.
The people actually came out publicly and stated at a national news conference that I was the incident commander. And Dr. Val, think about this. Who, as an incident commander orders porta potties within 3 hours of the most heinous crime ever committed in this country? They order 7 porta potties to be delivered within 3 hours of this mass shooting, but they don't order trauma helicopters. They don't let paramedics in. And when I call the porta potty companies to ask them who ordered it, they tell me they're not allowed to tell me because it's classified.
Oh, right, right.
Now, what's
I've
the secret about porta potties?
Makes no sense. I have one last question on it. There was a van. Now, this didn't make too public of a scene. There was a van full of 6 men. It was a purple van, and they were dressed like nuns. Do you know anything about that? They were fleeing.
Misdirection. Remember, Wag the Dog is misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
People running in the woods, misdirection. All you have to do is look at the video where you got SWAT team members cutting off a lock on the 20 by 20 storage shed at the school. Now, what's the shooter going to do? Lock themselves in the storage shed?
I don't think so.
It's misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
We could stay here forever and talk about the little inconsistencies, but you know what? It's all about children. It's about parents. It's no lawsuits. It's not being able to see their children, closed casket. We as humans have emotions and feelings. We as parents love our children with all our heart. And I just don't see that at Sandy Hook. I don't see the heartaches, the pain. And what parent goes on national news the next day to talk about their child? Columbine, you never saw any of those parents make any news, get on any national news broadcast. Why? They're home grieving.
I don't know how we're going to get to the masses, because I can tell you some of my own family members, they don't live with me, but some of my own family members sat there and watched that 24/7 footage, and they said to me, how awful, this is awful. I said, no, there's flags here. There's things that aren't right. Did you see the dad? Did you see the coroner? How many kids get paraded past the fire department and go to some stranger's house for help instead of going straight to the fire department? And they were like, how can you say that? How can you ask these questions? How can you, you know, you're always looking for another angle. No, it's facts. It's facts. But the media, how do we get around the media?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Val, I don't know if you remember, but remember when we used to be in the playground and when we were in school, we played a game called Tag. You're it,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, in U.S. Customs, when you're an agent or a police officer, that's the game we play all the time with drug dealers, money laundering. I tag you, and if you want to stay out of prison and if you want immunity, guess what? You better tag somebody else higher than you. Well, we're going to play the game Tag at Newtown in Sandy Hook, because guess what? Somebody's going to talk. And the question is, we got to start the game. And the game starts May 5th when we travel to Newtown.
Awesome.
And what happens on May 5th when you travel to Newtown?
Oh, we're going to get all of those FOIA requests. We're going to inspect all of the records. We're going to go to the 2 biggest fundraising company. We're going to go to the United Way Western Kentucky. We're going to look at their records on who the donations came from, how they were spent, the justifications for spending. Then we go to Newtown, the second largest nonprofit, who actually paid all of the parents who supposedly lost the child. We're going to look at their who received the money, how was it spent, and how did they justify giving a parent $300,000? They must have had a death certificate. You don't pay somebody $300,000 just because they say, I lost a child. There has to be proof of that expenditure, and that proof had to be a death certificate. So that's how you do it.
Well, Wolfgang, I actually heard, now this is a rumor, but I actually heard a rumor that they had given houses to all of the parents in that
situation. I heard that
situation.
Too.
And somebody, our investigator, is looking at that right now, verifying it. You know, there's rumors and there's truth. And right now we have a private investigator making sure that that data is actually correct. And there were 18 out of the 20 parents who supposedly got a house in 2009, zero cost.
Mm.
But we got to check it out. You got to verify it.
Yep.
And is anybody looking at where that crazy coroner is today? And
oh,
where
he's still there. He's still there, but he's not the chief medical examiner anymore. He took a lower position, so we'll find him.
Okay. And law enforcement, when the coroner was talking, were kind of smirking behind him and beside him. If I'm sure you watched that footage over and over like I did. Pause, rewind, play. And I looked at the law enforcement. Even they look like actors on the scene. Are they still there?
Yep. He's still there. But, you know, the thing that I want to share with you, and I don't know how long we have left, but, you know, I actually interviewed
like
one
about
of the
a minute.
EMTs. Yeah, I actually got to interview one of the EMTs who responded from Danbury Hospital, person to person, on the phone, had a conversation. I actually posted our conversation, and he said, you know, when the call went out, I mean, just like anything else, your heart starts racing, you get there as quickly as you can. When they got to the scene, they were required to show their identification. They had to show their driver's license, their work ID cards. Remember, they worked for an ambulance service company. They were told not to go to the front of the school. They were told to stay at the firehouse. And they were never, ever used. And his comment was to me that it's like they wanted us to respond with our natural reactions.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to see all these people come as there is a mass shooting, you know, to make it look real when it really isn't. I mean, if you know what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They needed some real reactions.
Yeah. They needed the real reactions of ambulance coming, lights flaring, speed. And then, are you ready? The one that gets me, they were directed by a lady in a yellow coat when they checked in to turn off all their cell phones. They're not allowed to take any pictures. Now, why would you you better not tell me to turn off my cell phone.
Wolfgang Halbig, thank you so very, very much for your work. And Randy, you found yourself a hot potato here. And I appreciate what you're bringing forward in here as we get ready to go off the air and say, always a good dialogue to get you thinking over here at Waking Up in America. I must share a cartoon that I clipped out of the Los Angeles Times that makes me chuckle. I don't normally read Bizarro. That's not normally my guy. But Bizarro has got some spacemen coming out of a plane, and it says, people of Earth, we have captured all of your most powerful politicians. Do exactly as we say, or we will release them on you. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Guru Mai, John Vander, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. And we thank our producers and sponsors, Ron Hayes, our wonderful research assistant. He sends us great stuff all the time. And a big thanks to the team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jed, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Dasha, Ron Simon, and to John Young at Totally Gospel. And a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. And you rock, John Thomas, our webmaster, Bent Mike, and thanks for Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite us a friend to listen. And hey, Sidious, Altius, Fortius, do a mitzvah today. Give someone a boost.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.